Hi, Sandra. How are you? And
just terrific.
It's always good that you're just terrific. I wonder if it's that football team. Ah, all right. Have to ask. And this is a biggie. So, how has work-life balance changed? It's an oxymoron. So it's changed.
Yes, in fact, it has. Let's talk a little bit about my career. Career started in the pharmaceutical industry in the late 60s, the 1670s, 80s, you know. The word work-life balance didn't even exist. There was no work-life balance. My life was jumping the curve. How do I produce additional revenue for the company, Lederle Laboratories, up in Pearl River, New York, which is now Pfizer, of course. They acquired the company. So my life and the life of the people with whom I work was always about moving forward, working for that next job. And that was it. I mean, you know, my ex-wife, of course, was there watching the kids, taking care of the kids. There was no work-life balance. This Saturday morning, I met with my staff. We had a meeting at the office with my staff, reviewing what we did the past week and what we missed, and focusing on what we would be doing this week. And then we went out to the Lederle course, the golf course, and played golf. So I got home about 4, you know, and that was it. But work-life balance, no. The only work-life balance for me and a lot of other executives, you know, in the CEO spot, Jill, the other, when my late wife became ill, my focus was on that, you know, that was it. And of course, you know, she passed away in 2017. And that kind of changed my life on work-life balance. It really did. And for many other people, my age, we didn't understand what that was, but life has now really changed. I mean, for example, Jill, I've had 3 jobs all my life. Okay. 3 jobs. That was it. Millennials have like 8 jobs before they're 40, and they choose the companies where there is, in fact, a lot of work-life balance. So let me go to an interesting article. Then I want to end with how Jack Welch, one of my heroes, the former CEO of GE, which became number one for 10 years while Welch was there. we'll end it there. Our listeners will enjoy that. But here's a very interesting article by Alan Cole, and it appeared in Business Management, the newsletter, last year, actually, and I held on to it. He says, the term work-life balance has yet to lose its buzz in the last few years. This is partially due to the dominating presence of millennials in the workforce. Employers have been putting in a tremendous effort trying to determine the best way to appeal to millennials, and with the millennial generation of workers projected to take up, listen to this, 75% of the workforce by 2025. 75%, Jill. Many leaders think it's time to refine what work-life balance looks like. So work-life balance is an important aspect of a healthy work environment. Maintaining work-life balance helps reduce stress, true, and helps prevent the burnout within the workplace. Chronic stress is one of the most common health issues in the workplace. It can lead to physical consequences such as hypertension, digestive troubles, chronic aches, and pains and heart problems. Chronic stress also negatively impacts mental health issues because it's linked to a higher risk of depression, anxiety, and insomnia. And as, you know, as an ex-CEO, Jill, this I've seen a lot of. Didn't pay much attention though. Didn't go to work-life balance. It just didn't exist. So, last point here. Too much stress over a long period of time leads to workplace burnout. Employees who work tons of overtime hours are at high risk of burnout. Burnout can cause fatigue, mood swings, irritability, and a decrease in work performance. This is bad news for employers, according to the Harvard Business Review. The psychological and physical problems of burnt-out employees cost an estimated $125 billion to $190 billion a year in healthcare spending in the United States, according to the Harvard Business Review. Now, it's interesting because when I was really growing up, for Letterly and running the Havas Global Agency, I didn't see this. It just didn't exist. I mean, number one, for Letterly, there were no female employees back then. There was a couple in research. That was it. No female employees. Of course, that changed radically. But there just weren't any. So we didn't see that in women. But the fact of the matter is, it's a whole other world now. Millennials are a whole other world. I had three jobs. Millennials could have up to four or five jobs by the time they're 40, and most of them do. If the workplace is not the right atmosphere for them, okay, if it's not right for them, they're out. They're out. It's about balance for them. Now, I work now in a new work office. I'm probably the oldest executive here within the WeWork environment, but The balance is here. You know, breakfast is served three times a week. Coffee. The tables are there. You can play games here. Totally different. A workplace. But that's the way millennials like it. And there's an interesting one of my. One of my favorite books, Jack Welch. I'll get to it in a minute. So here's another point. As the children of the baby boomers and Xers, typically born around years of 1961 to 80, grew up witnessing the long hours and poor work balance of their parents, many Gen Xers were exposed to the effect such relationship with work had on a family unit. As a result, this generation put more emphasis on creating work-life balance in their own lives. Many of these employees prioritize spending time with their family and more likely to utilize their PTO than the baby boomers. Because of this, Gen Xers tend to think of work-life balance as a necessary prerequisite to a company of employment. They look for perks, such as telecommuting, extended maternity and paternity time, and adequate vacation time. And, of course, if you have to work from home one day a week, fine. I mean, that's the deal. I have to work home one day a week. That's what it's all about. I mean, this is something never even heard of, you know, being CEO of these other firms. It just didn't exist. So that's it. You know, here many millennials report that they don't care for these types of perks. Instead, they're more interested in finding a career path that will support their lifestyle, which in this context means their life outside of work. So, you know, we can go on for this for a day on work-life balance, but this is what millennials are looking for. That's what they want. If it does not exist, I'm not going to take the job. I need balance in my life. Work is only a portion of it. So a little bit about work-life balance. Let me talk to you a little bit about Jack Welch. He's my hero. I mean, he's always been my hero. So this is from his book that he wrote with his wife, Susie. Winning. It's called Winning. I've read it a couple of times. It's a big help to me running a company. So he says, let me do a couple of quotes. Most bosses are perfectly willing to accommodate work-life balance challenges if you have earned it with performance. The key word he says is if you have earned it with performance. Okay? Bosses know that the work-life policies in the company brochure are mainly for recruiting purposes. Excuse me. And that real work-life arrangement are negotiated one-on-one in the concept of a supportive culture, not in the context of, quote, but the company says. And number four, another point. People who publicly struggle with work-life balance problems or continually turn to the company, it's what they call ambivalent, entitled, uncommitted, or incompetent, or all of the above. Last quote from Jack Welch in the Work-Life Balance chapter in Winning. Even the most accommodating bosses believe that work-life balance is your problem to solve. In fact, most of them know that they are equally just a handful of effective strategies to do that, and they wish you would use them. So, of course, Jack Welch is in his 80s now, needless to say, and but this is how he saw work-life balance when he was running GE, and of course he built it for number one in the world. So, a little bit about work-life balance, Jill. What are your views on it?
That it is necessary, that there is much to be said for some flexibility, but that there's going to be rather a reckoning with this generation of millennials, because the fact is work, and as they are raising their kids and trying to keep jobs, there will be other people who will spend more. It's just sometimes harder to adjust. It's more than just, you have to do more than just lip service to adjust your life. Work-life balance is really not as, shall we say, easy as it looks. And there's always someone else. Right. There's a big competitive life out there that I think that perhaps isn't being taken into account at this moment.
Yeah. And what I've seen, Jill, too, if you're just an average worker, and say, look, I really want to work at home one day, or I need some more time, blah, blah, blah. Things like that, you know what? You're gone. You're gone. If you're just an average worker and taking too much advantage of this work-life balance, quote, unquote, they're going to let you go. This I've seen. If you're A+, and your performance is excellent, and you excel. Yes, you can really have your work-life balance, but you have to be excellent at what you're doing when you're there. If you're working from home, you better be focused on working from home when you get the telephone call from the home office, or you're gone. That's the realism of what I mean. That's the realism about it. You can read as many articles as you want. But you'll believe me, if you're not really getting it done, you're out. Okay? Plenty of applicants out there. You're going to be out.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flau. Leader's Edge.
Have a good day.